either reserve. You're listening to leaders.com.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إنكم على بينة من ربكم ما لم تظهر فيكم سكرتان سكرة الجهل وسكرة حب العيش وأنتم تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتجاهدون في سبيل الله فإذا ظهر فيكم حب الدنيا فلا تأمرون بالمعروف ولا تنهون عن المنكر ولا تجاهدون في سبيل الله والقائلون يومئذ بالكتاب والسنة كالسابقين الأولين من المهاجرين والأنصار أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected علماء الكرام Elders and beloved brothers in Islam There are a few basic and fundamental questions which are in front of each and every human being, whether he be from Africa or from Europe or from Asia or from America, whichever part of this world he may have come from. Whichever age or period or era in the annals of history he may have lived in, whether he be black or white or Indian or colored or rich or poor or employer or employee or king or subject, whether he be male or female, there are certain basic and fundamental questions in front of every human being without exception. Did I come into existence by myself? Have I created myself? And who has created the heavens and the earth? And what is the purpose of my existence? These questions, in fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts to us in the Holy Quran, أَمْ خُلِقُوا مِنْ غَيْرِ شَيْءٍ أَمْ هُمُ الْخَالِقُونَ أَمْ خَلَقُوا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ Three questions. There are other questions. But suffice to say at this point in time, these three questions. That am khuliqu min ghayri shay. Did you come into existence by yourself just like that? Am humul khaliqoon, or did you create yourselves? Am khalaqu samawati wal ard, or the heavens and the earth that are in front of you, did you create it? These questions seem very simple. But the fact of the matter, my respected brothers, is that a human being, based on his intellect, on his knowledge, on his logic, on his wisdom, utilizing only the faculties which Allah has given him, he will never ever be able to answer these questions correctly. And these questions are so important that they be answered correctly, that he may become, so far as science is concerned, the Einstein of his time. Or he may advance so far as worldly sciences are concerned to get a PhD and reach the very height of his field. He may have passed university, he may have passed high school with the Ducks Award and passed university with glowing results. He may have lived in the world in the lap of luxury and had all the wealth at his disposal, knew no sickness, knew no hardship, knew no difficulty. He may have ruled the superpowers of this world. But if he has failed to answer this question correctly, then he will face such destruction, such torment, such hardship, which can never ever be imagined. Insan, based on his intellect, is incapable of answering these questions correctly. Because the intellect of insan is very deficient. That Allah who created insan describes the deficiencies inherent in the human intellect. وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ قَتُورًا. Insan is very ungrateful. أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا. Likes to fight a lot. خَسِيمٌ مُبِينٌ. Very argumentative. خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. Insan is very weak. إِنَّهُ كَانَ ظَلُومًا جَهُولًا. Insan is oppressive by nature. جَهُولًا. Very, very ignorant by nature. كَفُورًا. Very, very ungrateful. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ خُلِقَ هَلُوعًا إِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ جَزُوعًا وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الْخَيْرُ مَنُوعًا. Insan is temperamental. When good conditions come, he becomes miserly. When difficult conditions come, he becomes hasty. And the list goes on. So that insan whose intellect is beset by so many deficiencies, كَفُورَ ضَعِيفَ ظلوما جهولا قتورا هلوعا منوعا جزوعا أكثر شيء جدلا ضعيفا weak, argumentative, extremely ungrateful, very oppressive, totally ignorant, temperamental, hasty. It is impossible for him to understand, based on his intellect, who created him and created this universe, and what is the purpose for his creation. What am khuliqu min ghayri shay? Allah asks, did you just come into existence like that? What just comes into existence? Nothing. No one opens up a factory and expects that the first morning I'll walk into my factory premises and all the goods will be manufactured and packed and ready for sale. Just by chance, everything will be ready and running in perfect system and order. This defies logic. No one expects such a thing even. Nothing comes into existence just like that. Am humul khaliqoon? Are you the creators? What can insan create? He can't even create a drop of water, let alone the oceans. He can't even create a grain of sand, let alone the earth. He can't even create a stone, let alone the mountains. He can't even create a leaf, let alone the fruits, and the list goes on. Beset with deficiencies, beset with weaknesses. If we had come into existence ourselves, and if we were the creators, and we had created the heavens and the earth, then it's very easy. Then it's complete azadi, freedom. Then you don't have to worry about halal and haram. You don't have to differentiate between shamelessness and modesty and shame. You don't have to differentiate between nikah and zina. You don't have to differentiate between milk and sharab. You don't have to differentiate between zulm, oppression and justice. You don't have to differentiate between truth and falsehood. You are free. You created everything. But the reality of the matter is that when insan relied upon his own logic and tried to answer these questions, that how did I come into existence and what is the purpose of my existence, then this nadan insan came to the conclusion that my grandfather was a monkey. And that one cell came into existence by chance, then a process of evolution took place, till eventually it was a baboon and monkey, and then with the passage of time the tail of the monkey disappeared, and the ears of the monkey came smaller, and the brain of the monkey grew bigger, till eventually insan came into existence. And in the name of science and technology and advancement, this stupidity and foolishness was put forward as a fundamental and accepted theory. وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Allah says, you were given very little knowledge. Based on your knowledge, you will never be able to answer these questions. One is insan's knowledge. And the other is that uloom. And that knowledge, insan's knowledge, Allah Ta'ala describes in the Quran, قُلْ هَلْ عِنْدَكُمْ مِنْ عِلْمٍ فَتُخْرِجُوهُ لَنَا إِن تَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنْ وَإِن أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا تَخْرُسُونَ. Don't want to go into the detailed translation of that verse. Suffice to say what it means is that like a person in the darkness is firing arrows. Sometimes he'll strike the target, most times he'll miss the target. إِن تَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنْ. You are following conjecture. Your science and your technology is changing all the time. What you believed is correct today, you will find incorrect tomorrow. Changing all the time. You think you are going forwards, in fact you are going backwards. That is insan's knowledge. The human intellect is so deficient that even worldly sciences, one person lacks the capacity of being proficient in all the worldly sciences. If someone is an expert in physics, he won't be an expert in biology. If he's an expert in biology, he won't be an expert in geology. If he's an expert in geology, he won't be an expert in anatomy. If he's an expert in anatomy, he won't be an expert in economics. The worldly sciences, this human intellect is incapable of gaining proficiency in all the worldly sciences. What about that uloom and that knowledge which Allah describes as tanzeel, sent down, revealed, tanzeelum minar rahmanir rahim, kitabun fussilat ayatuhu, qur'anan arabiyyan liqawmi ya'lamun, bashira wa nadhira. تنزيل ممن خلق الأرض والسماوات العلا الرحمن على العرش استوى له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وما بينهما وما تحت الثرى وإن تجهر بالقول فإنه يعلم السر وأخفى الله لا إله إلا هو له الأسماء الحسنى. That knowledge, la rayba fi, in which there is absolutely no doubt. This basic and fundamental question, who created you and who created the heavens and the earth? Allah replies, هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهَرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. O insan, did they not pass upon you a period of time when you did not exist, your dhikr was not made, no one spoke about you? أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ كَانَتَا رَتْقًا فَفَتَقْنَاهُمَا وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. Allah says, why don't the disbelievers see there was a time when the heavens and the earth were compact and together? Nothing existed. وَكَانَ عَرْشُهُ عَلَى الْمَاءِ. Allah's arsh was upon water. It was only Allah. The heavens and the earth did not exist. Insan did not exist. Allah is awal. Allah is the first who is free of a beginning. Awal bila bidaya. Allah is akhir, the last. Bila nihaya, free of an ending. أول ليس قبله شيء آخر ليس بعده شيء ظاهر ليس فوقه شيء باطن ليس دونه شيء. First, before him there is nothing. Last, after him there is nothing. Apparent, above him there is nothing. Concealed from him there is nothing. The only أول being. أول being first belongs to Allah. Being last belongs to Allah. Being قائم belongs to Allah. Being قيوم belongs to Allah. Allah is the only being, la yahwihi makan, who is not confined to space. Allah exists, but Allah is not confined to space. Allah is free, is park, is pure from a body, pure from a shape, pure from a form, pure from direction. Allah is the Rabb of direction. Rabbul Mashriq wal Maghrib, Rabbul Mashriqain wa Rabbul Maghribain, Rabbul Mashariq wa Rabbul Magharib, Rabbul Samawati Sab' wa Rabbul Arshil Azim. East, west, north, south, above, below. أَيْنَمَا تُوَلُّوا فَثَمَّ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ. Turn in any direction and it is only Allah. Space belongs to Allah. Allah is not confined to space. لَا يَشْتَمِلُ عَلَيْهِ الزَّمَانِ. Allah is not confined to time. There is no past tense with Allah. There is no present tense with Allah. There is no future tense with Allah. Allah has created space. Allah has created time. Such a king, such a ruler, where his entire creation is in front of him, whether it is past tense, whether it is present tense, whether it is future tense, whether it is the heavens or the earth, it is equal to Allah. Whether it is the mountains or the rivers, it is equal to Allah. Whether it is insan or whether it is jinnat, it is equal to Allah. Whether it is the angels or insan, it is equal to Allah. Whether it is the birds or the insects, it is equal to Allah. Whether it is the animals, it is equal to Allah. Whether it is the fishes in the depths of the sea, it is equal to Allah. That grain of sand in the bottom of the mountain is apparent before Allah. Nothing is concealed from Allah. Nothing is hidden from Allah. سَوَاءٌ مِّنْكُمْ مَنْ أَسَرَّ الْقَوْلَ وَمَنْ جَهَرَ بِهِ وَمَنْ هُوَ مُسْتَخْفٍ بِاللَّيْلِ وَسَارِبٌ بِالنَّهَارِ. Whether you speak openly, whether you hide, whether it is daylight, whether it is nighttime, everything is equal to Allah. Allah is not confined to any of the weaknesses before His creation, before insan. Insan came from somewhere. Allah did not originate from anywhere. لَمْ يُولَدْ. Allah was not begotten. Something originates from insan. Lam yalid. Allah does not beget. Lam yattakhid sahibatan wala walada. Allah doesn't have a wife. Allah doesn't have children. Allah is not in need or dependent on any of His creation. La yus'alu amma yaf'al wa hum yus'alun. No one questions Allah. Allah does as He wills. Yaf'alu Allahu ma yasha. Allah does as He wants. Yahdi may yasha. Allah guides whom He wants. Yudhillu may yasha. Allah creates whom He wants. يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Wealth and affluence in the hands of Allah. وَيَقْدِرْ. Poverty, want, need in the hands of Allah. تُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Respect in the hands of Allah. تُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Disgrace in the hands of Allah. مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ كَانْ كَمَا شَاءَ كَانْ فِي الْوَقْتِ الَّذِي شَاءَ عَلَى الْوَجْهِ الَّذِي شَاءَ مِنْ غَيْرِ زِيَادَةٍ وَلَا نُقْصَانٍ وَلَا تَقَدُّمٍ وَلَا تَأَخُّرٍ وَمَا لَمْ يَشَأْ لَمْ يَكُنْ. That happens which Allah wants to happen. In the manner Allah wants it to happen. Not before Allah Allah wants, not after Allah wants, and that which Allah doesn't want, no force on this earth can ever make it happen. Free from any deficiency, free from any defect, not dependent on anything. He doesn't require a doorkeeper. He does such a king who doesn't require a bodyguard. He does not sleep. He does not forget. مَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيَّا. Allah doesn't make mistakes. لَا يَضِلُّ رَبِّي وَلَا يَنْسَى. Allah doesn't get tired. مَا مَسَّنَا مِنْ لُغُوبِ. In controlling the heavens and the earth, لَا يَؤُدُوا حِفْظُهُمَا. He does not tire Allah. Allah is not غافل or negligent or unaware of any of His creation at any time. لَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا. Allah is Samad, Allah is Ahad, Allah is Samad, totally independent of His creation. لا يستعين بشيء. He doesn't take help from anything. لا يحتاج إلى شيء. He's not in need of anything. لا يضره شيء. Nothing harms Allah. لا ينفعه شيء. Nothing benefits Allah. لا يغلبه شيء. Nothing overpowers Allah. لا يخفى عليه شيء. Nothing is concealed from Allah. خلق كل شيء. He has created everything. مالك كل شيء. He owns everything. خَبِيرٌ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ لَطِيفٌ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. He is aware of everything. He is generous towards everything. And there is nothing that is like Allah. This entire creation, مخلوق کا وجود اسی لیے ہے کہ خارق پر دلالت کرے. This entire creation is existing so that it invites to Allah. It is only Allah that is doing. That water, that droplet of water in the depths of the ocean, it is Allah that turns that water into a pearl, in an oyster. It is the same Allah that takes the droplet of water in the mouth of a snake and makes it poison. It is the same Allah that takes the droplet of water in the mouth of a silkworm and makes it silk. It is the same Allah that takes the droplet of water in the mouth of the bee and makes it honey. It is the same Allah that takes the same droplet of water in the mouth of the cow and makes it milk. The same droplet of water. It is the same Allah who is taking that same droplet of water and make it into a mango sometimes, make it into a pomegranate sometimes, make it into a carrot sometimes, make it into an apple sometimes. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. Allah says, we created everything out of water. The sand bitter, the branch of the tree bitter, the stem of the tree bitter, that leaf bitter, poisonous. The peel of that pomegranate bitter, brittle, hard. Split it open and inside pearls. Packed together, vacuum packed inside that pomegranate. Each one vacuum packed, each one shining like a pearl, containing that sweet juice which Allah has kept for His creation. In a pomegranate seed, in a pomegranate fruit, you can understand Allah. Who is it that made those beautiful patterns and designs on the wing of the mosquito? Insan can't make one feather, where is he going to make a bird? Who is it that made the peacock so beautiful? Allah is inviting, هَذَا خَلْقُ اللَّهِ هَذَا خَلْقُ اللَّهِ فَأَرُونِي مَاذَا خَلَقَ الَّذِينَ مِن دُونِهِ. This is Allah's creation. Show me now. Show me now what any being besides Allah has created. From water, Allah is making all these different shapes, all these different forms to make insan understand His greatness. Am humul khaliqoon? Did you create yourselves? Afaraitum ma tumnoon? Antum takhluqoonahu? Am nahnul khaliqoon? Allah says, why don't you look at the sperm which emanates from you? Did you create it or are we His creators? It is said the testicle of this insan is producing 10 million sperms every day. In 6 months, each insan produces sufficient sperms to repopulate the entire earth. Antum takhluqunahu am nahnul khaliqun. Are you creating it or are we creating it? You are not even aware. From that water Allah made the mango. From that water Allah made the apple. From water Allah made you also. أَلَمْ يَكُ نُطْفَةً مِّن مَنِيِّ يُمْنَى. Weren't you just a drop of sperm? مَاءٍ مَهِين, a drop of worthless fluid. Before water, مِن سُلَالَةٍ مِّن تِين, from an extract of clay. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِن سُلَالَةٍ مِّن تِين. ثم جعلناه نطفة في قرار مكين. ثم خلقنا النطفة علقة فخلقنا العلقة مضغة فخلقنا المضغة عظاما فكسونا العظام لحما ثم أنشأناه خلقا آخر فتبارك الله أحسن الخالقين. Allah says, verily we created this insan from an extract of clay. From an extract of clay we made him into a drop of sperm in a safe receptacle. From a drop of sperm into a clot of blood. From a clot of blood into a lump of flesh. This lump of flesh was clothed with bones. Stage upon stage of creation. And what at one time was a drop of water. What at one time was ma'im maheen. What at one time was ma'im dafiq, a spurt of liquid. 9 months later is brought forth. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ, as the paragon of Allah's creation. ذلكم الله ربكم الحق فماذا بعد الحق إلا الضلال. Allah says, this is your Allah, ربكم الحق, who is the true Rabb. Everything belongs to Him. Everything He has created. هو الذي سخر البحر, the seas belong to Allah. سخر لكم الأنهار, the rivers belong to Allah. وَالسَّمَاءَ بَنَيْنَاهَا بِأَيْدٍ وَإِنَّا لَمُوسِعُونَ. The skies belong to Allah. وَالْأَرْضَ فَرَشْنَاهَا فَنِعْمَ الْمَاهِدُونَ. The earth belongs to Allah. أَنَّا صَبَبْنَا الْمَاءَ صَبَّا. The rain waters belong to Allah. ثُمَّ شَقَقْنَا الْأَرْضَ شَقَّا. The earth belongs to Allah. فَأَنْبَتْنَا فِيهَا حَبًّا وَعِنَبًا وَقَضْبًا وَزَيْتُونًا وَنَخْلًا وَحَدَائِقَ غُلْبًا وَفَاكِهَةً وَأَبًّا مَتَاعًا لَكُمْ وَلِأَنْعَامِكُمْ. The grains, the crops, the rivers, the seas, the vegetation, everything belongs to Allah. قُلْ لِمَنِ الْأَرْضُ وَمَنْ فِيهَا إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah invites you, ask them, everything on the heavens and everything in the earth. قُلْ لِمَنِ الْأَرْضِ, everything on the earth and everything that it contains, to whom does it belong to? سَيَقُولُونَ لِلَّهِ. Eventually they all will have to say it belongs to Allah. Even the ships on the oceans, وَتَرَى الْفُلْكَ مَوَاخِرَ فِيهِ, it belongs to Allah. The fishes of the sea, لِتَأْكُلُوا مِنْهُ لَحْمًا طَرِيًّا, belongs to Allah. The pearls from the oceans, وَتَسْتَخْرِجُوا مِنْهُ حِلْيَةً تَلْبَسُونَهَا, belongs to Allah. The animals of the earth, فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَمْشِي عَلَىٰ بَطْنِهِ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَمْشِي عَلَىٰ رِجْلَيْنِ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَمْشِي عَلَىٰ أَرْبَعَ. Whether they are crawling on their stomach, whether they are moving on two legs, whether they are moving on four legs, everything belongs to Allah. This reality, this haqiqat, has to enter into the depths of the heart, that everything that exists has been created by Allah. خَلَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Every shay, every entity is the creation of Allah. It is subject to the decree of Allah. And just as Allah has created everything else, Allah has created insan also. With such love, with such kindness, with such mercy, with such affection, that Allah calls out, Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. The love and the affection and the mercy contained in this expression, Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. If you have to describe it by way of an example, it is like a mother cuddling close her only one beloved child and saying to that child that, oh my son, oh my child, what do you think of your mother? Is your mother going to hurt you? Is your mother going to harm you? Does your mother hold evil or harmful intentions towards you? I love you. You are the son of my life. You are a part of my liver. Like that Allah is saying, Ya ayyuhal insan. Allah doesn't say, Ya ayyuhal mu'min. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Ya ayyuhal musalloon. Ya ayyuhal sa'imun. Allah doesn't say, O believer. O person who is fasting every day. O person who is making salah all the time. Ya ayyuhal dhakirun. O the one who is making my dhikr all the time. Allah doesn't say that. Allah says, Ya ayyuhal insan. And in insan is Fir'aun. In insan is Haman. In insan is Qarun. In insan is the Zani. In insan is the Sharabi. In insan is the one whose every day is in Sharab and every night is in Zina. That insan Allah is calling out, Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. Why have you made war with your Allah? What has put you into a deception about your Allah? Why have you turned away from your Allah? Alladhi khalaqak. That Allah who created you from water. Fasawwaka, fashioned you, fa'adalak, perfected you, fi ayyi suratin ma sha'a rakkabak. In a beautiful shape and form, created surat, tasweer, shape and form on water. Allah knew that same drop of water was to become his enemy. Allah knew that same drop of water one day was going to say, Ana Rabbukumul A'la, I am Allah, na'uzu billah. Yet still, when the child comes into the world, لا لك سن تقطع ولا لك يد تبطش ولا لك رجل تمشي. You didn't have teeth that could bite. You didn't have hands that could grasp. You didn't have feet that could walk. You were helpless. You were totally dependent, that newborn baby. Defenseless. You couldn't get up to earn. You couldn't get up to fetch milk for yourself. You couldn't get up. You couldn't even move your hands to clean yourself. You were incapable of even clothing yourself. Yet your Allah didn't desert you. Tomorrow you were to become his enemy. Yet he still didn't desert you. He still didn't abandon you. جَعَلْتُ لَكَ حَنَانًا فِي صَدْرِ أَبَوَيْكِ. He made two human beings restless for you. Until you slept, they would not sleep. Until you ate, they would not eat. That father would stand in the burning sun, would endure with the perspiration going down his back, would endure hard labor so that he could feed you. That mother the whole day, cutting the vegetables, preparing the meat, cooking the food. My son is coming. My son is coming. My son is coming. Who is doing this? جَعَلْتُ لَكَ حَنَانًا فِي صَدْرِ أَبَوَيْكِ. Allah says, I put that love in the hearts of those parents. I made them restless for you. If Allah didn't do this, then like a snake sometimes eats its child, those same parents would have thrown you into a garbage dump. Those same parents would not have been able to clean the filth that is coming out of you. They would not have been able to change your clothes each day and put up with your rudeness and your intolerance. Bibi Aisha radiallahu ta'ala narrates that once there was a knock on the door, she opened the door. There was a young woman, she had two small girls. She was begging. Bibi Aisha radiallahu anha says, all I had in the house was three dates. I presented this to the mother, thinking one for her, one for each child. These two little girls were hungry, they gobbled up the dates. They had seen the third date. After gobbling up the dates, they started tugging at the dress of their mother, they were still hungry. She says, I saw the play of emotion on the face of this woman. On the one side, her own hunger. On the one side, her own need. On the other side, my children, my daughters are hungry. She broke the third date into two pieces, gave half to one child and half to the other child, and she herself went hungry. When Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came home, with absolute astonishment. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrated this incident to Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Aisha, why are you surprised? Allah has made Jannat wajib for that mother. The generosity and kindness of Allah is greater than that mother. Allah loves his slave, according to one riwayat, 70 times more than a mother. Allah says, I put that love, I made those two human beings restless for you. I made them your servants. I made them attentive to each and every one of your needs. I made someone else's child crying, my head starts paining. My own child cries, my heart starts paining. What is troubling my child? What has happened? Where is this difference coming from? And not just that, عَذَرْتُ لَكَ عِرْقَيْنِ رَقِيقَيْنِ يُنْبِعَانِ لَكَ لَبَنًا خَالِصًا فِي ثَدِّ أُمِّكَ دَافِيًا فِي الشِّتَاءِ بَارِدًا فِي الصَّيْفِ. Allah says, I caused two streams of pure milk to flow in the breast of your mothers. Nizam and system from Allah. That same Nizam and system for Abu Bakr and Umar and Uthman and Ali, and the same Nizam and system for Fir'aun and Haman and Qarun and Shaddad. We don't know the mercy of Allah. We haven't recognized who is our Allah. I caused two streams of pure milk to flow in the breast of your mothers. Automatically warm in winter, automatically cool in summer. Where's the fridge? Where's the thermometer? Where's the regulator? And nothing more nutritious for the child than the milk which emanates from the breast of its mother. No scientist or no nutritionist in this world, Allah's qasam, can make any formula more nutritious and beneficial for that child than the milk which automatically is coming from its mother. Hukama write, they say that if a person adopts principles of health in his youth, then the ta'seer and effect which Allah has kept in the milk of his mother is such that the effect will stay in that human being for 40 years. A child that is born premature, carried only for 7 months, another child carried for 9 months. This child, the 7 month child, the term was shorter. Its digestive system has not developed completely. So the milk that comes from the breast of its mother is thinner and more easily digestible than the milk that comes from the breast of a mother who carried the child for full 9 months. فَهَلْ يَقْدِرُ عَلَىٰ ذَٰلِكَ أَحَدٌ غَيْرِي. Is there any other qudrat? Is there any other force? Is there any other being that is doing this for you? And they say if the breast is cut off at the last point, you will not find milk, you will find a colorless liquid that on the suckling of that baby becomes milk. مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ. What has put you into a deception about your Allah? Why have you turned your back upon your Allah? Why have you not made Allah the Qibla, Allah the Rukh, Allah the direction of your heart? What greater zulm, what greater atrocity, what greater wrong can you do than this? Allah is not in need of us. Ibn Adam ma ansaftani. Allah calls out, O insan, you have not dealt equally with your Allah. You have not dealt fairly with your Allah. Khairi ilayka nazil wa sharruka ilayya sa'id. The best from your Allah comes to you. The worst from you goes back to Allah. Ni'mat upon ni'mat, bounty upon bounty, favor upon favor. Without your asking, Allah is showering upon you and you are replying with guna upon guna, transgression upon transgression, wrong upon wrong. You have turned your heart away from your Allah. You have turned your mind away from your Allah. You have turned your limbs away from your Allah. You have turned your 24-hour daily life and set it on a path where you are making war with your Allah. And still Allah continues to shower His bounties. Still Allah continues to shower His ni'mat. Kam atahabbabu ilayka bin ni'am wa anta faqirun wa ana ghaniyun anka wa kam tatabaghadhu ilayya bil ma'asi wa anta faqirun ilayya. Allah says, how many bounties, how many favors have I not showered upon you to show you my love for you whilst I am not in need of you? And how hard you are trying to earn my anger whilst you are in need of me. For creating also, Allah doesn't need this mother, doesn't need this father, doesn't need this conception, doesn't need this coming together. He is Malik, He is Khaliq, He is the owner, He is the creator, He is the creator of the asbab and systems of this world. He is not subject to the systems of this world. Maryam alayhi salam, a woman, let alone touching, no man even saw, no ghair mahram saw. Jibreel in a human form, A'udhu bir Rahmani minka in kunta taqiyya, I seek the protection of Rahman from you. He consoles her. Ana Rasulu Rabbik. O Maryam, do not become afraid. I am a messenger of your Rabb. I am a messenger from Allah. Why have I come? لِأَهَبَ لَكِ غُلَامًا زَكِيًّا. Allah wants to give you a pure son. Human intelligence defies this. Logic belies this. The experience of thousands of generations of insan, this goes against the very grain of its existence. Anna yakunu li ghulam. How can I get a son? Walam yamsasni bashar, walam aku baghiya. Human conception takes place in two forms. One is halal, the other is haram. She says, both are not with me. Lam yamsasni bashar, no man has touched me. Walam aku baghiya, and I'm not an adulteress. Qala kadhalik. This one word of Quran, kadhalik, the translation literally will not do justice. What is he saying? That, oh Maryam, why are you surprised and astonished? When did I say that I am going to give you a son? If I was going to give you, you should be surprised. Allah is going to give you a son. قَالَ رَبُّكِ هُوَ عَلَيَّ هَيِّن. This is easy for Allah. فَنَفَخْنَا فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِنَا. He picks up her sleeve and blows. فَنَفَخْنَا فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِنَا. Where does the breath land? On the forearm of Maryam. And Allah from above His arsh, فَحَمَلَتْهُ. She falls pregnant immediately. فَانْتَبَذَتْ بِهِ مَكَانًا قَصِيًّا. Runs to one side, to the shade of the date tree. فَأَجَاءَهَا الْمَخَاضُ إِلَىٰ جِزْعِ النَّخْلَةِ. Labor pains start this far, and then far, and then far. فَحَمَلَتْهُ فَانْتَبَذَتْ بِهِ مَكَانًا قَصِيًّا. فَأَجَاءَهَا الْمَخَاضُ. This shows continuity. No 9 months, no gynecologist visit, no scan, no x-ray, no treatment, no woman to assist in the birth. Instantly, Allah from above His arsh defies all the systems of human existence to show that the one with the system who is doing and the one who without the system is doing is one Allah alone. This insan has failed to recognize his Allah. And Allah is calling out, فَأَنَّا تُصْرَفُونَ أَنَّا تُؤْفَكُونَ. بل هم قوم يعدلون تعالى الله عما يشركون قليلا ما تذكرون أفلا تتقون أفلا ينظرون ما غرك بربك الكريم. What do all these verses mean? Where are you going? Who have you turned to? What direction are you going in? Is there someone else for you besides your Allah? الله لا إله إلا هو رب المشرق والمغرب لا إله إلا هو هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك is Allah, القدوس is Allah, السلام is Allah, المؤمن is Allah, المهيمن is Allah, العزيز is Allah, الجبار is Allah, المتكبر is Allah, النافع is Allah, الضار is Allah, المعز is Allah, المذل is Allah, الأول is Allah, الآخر is Allah, الظاهر is Allah, الباطن is Allah. And the list goes on. The first Allah, the last Allah, the giver Allah, the taker Allah, the controller Allah, the raiser up Allah, the one who brings down Allah, the subduer Allah, the one who gives honor Allah, the one who gives life Allah, the one who gives death Allah, the one who gives health Allah, the one who gives sickness Allah, the one who gives wealth Allah, the one who gives poverty Allah, the one who gives success Allah. Each and everything, every hajat, every need, every direction, turn wherever you want, it is only one Allah that is doing. Allahu la ilaha illahu al-hayy, living Allah, hayyun qabla kulli hayy, hayyun ba'da kulli hayy, hayyun fawqa kulli hayy, hayyun yumitu kulla hayy, hayyun la yushbihuhu hayy, lam yazal wa la yazal, living before every living, living after every living, living above every living, living he will give death to every living, living there is nothing living that is like Allah. He was from forever, he will be forever, forever. The greatest jahalat, the greatest ignorance, the greatest foolishness of this insan is when he turned away from his Allah. No other purpose, no other maqsad, no other object, but Allah has to become the qibla of the heart. Allah has to become the rukh of the heart. Allah has to become the direction of the heart. Hadith-e Qudsi, Allah says, my greatness, my majesty, my glory is such that the seven heavens and the seven earths cannot contain me. But I have created the capacity, fi qalbi al-mu'min, in the heart of a mu'min, that this heart can contain me. This heart is to become the arsh of Allah. This heart is to become the maskan of Allah. Those whose hearts were enlightened with the ishq of Allah, who understood their purpose, I have been created for Allah. Ama inni lam akhluqkum li astakthira bikum min qilla, wala li astanisa bikum min wahsha, wala li astaina bikum ala amrin qad ajastu an, innama khalaqtukum li ta'buduni tawila, wa tadhkuruni kathira, wa tusabbihuni bukratan wa asila. Allah Ta'ala says, I did not create you because we numbered few and we wanted to increase our number. I did not create you because we were alone and we wanted company. I did not create you because there was some task that was too difficult for me to carry out and I needed helpers to carry it out. I created you to worship Allah. I created you to serve Allah, to make the marifat of Allah, to recognize Allah, so that when this eye looks, it looks to the qudrat of Allah. When this ear listens, it listens to the qudrat of Allah. When this mind thinks, it thinks towards the qudrat of Allah. When this heart beats, it beats with the love of Allah. Every Nabi of Allah, one after other, was sent to this earth to turn the attention, to turn the Qibla, the direction of the heart of insan, away from the created entities. The dollars are not doing, the jobs are not doing, the wealth is not doing, weaponry is not doing, technology is not doing, armies are not doing, governments are not doing, technology is not doing. In the east, in the west, south, north, above, below, one doer alone, Allah. Fafirru ilallah, run to your Allah, go back to your Allah, make Allah your qibla, make Allah your rukh, make Allah your direction. You're living for Allah, you're dying for Allah, you're walking for Allah, you're breathing for Allah. Qul inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. Tell them my salah for Allah, my sacrifices for Allah, my living for Allah, my dying for Allah. This is insan's purpose. This is insan's object. This is insan's maqsad, no other purpose. He has succeeded who has gained Allah. abadi, utlubani, tajidni, in wajadtani, wajadta kulla shay. O my slave, search for me. Look for your Allah. This heart, ma ja'ala Allahu li rajulin min qalbayni fi jawfi. Allah hasn't given one person two hearts. One heart, this heart will contain Allah, or it will contain the ghair of Allah. If it contains the ghair of Allah, it is a dead heart. It is a heart that is full of filth, of falsehood, of batil, of deceit. And a dead entity should be put into the ground. It should be buried. It should not be decaying and spreading falsehood and batil. Each time that this tongue invites to the greatness of anything besides Allah, that is shirk. To look at a person who is on the disobedience of Allah with envy at his wealth or at his dunya, ulama say this causes the arsh of Allah to shake with anger. La ilaha illallah. There is no deity, no entity, no benefit, no harm, illallah. This sword of la ilaha has to be taken. The governments of this world have to be struck down. The rands of this world have to be struck down. The dollars have to be struck down. The pounds have to be struck down. The shops have to be struck down. The universities have to be struck down. The immorality has to be struck down. The institutions inviting to the ghair of Allah have to be struck down. Every allegiance, every entity, everything of attraction, everything that of love, everything of affection besides Allah has to be struck down with the sword of La ilaha illallah. One Allah alone. One Allah alone is doing. One Allah alone is benefiting. The sun is not shining of its own accord. وَجَعَلْنَا سِرَاجًا وَهَاجًا. The moon is not shining of its own accord. وَالْقَمَرَ قَدَّرْنَاهُ مَنَازِلُ. The stars are not shining of their own accord. وَالنُّجُومُ مُسَخَّرَاتٍ بِأَمْرِهِ. إِنَّ الْأَرْضَ لِلَّهِ. This whole earth belongs to Allah. Nothing on it moves without Allah. And ulama say, not just everything else, this la ilaha, this sword has to be used to strike yourself down also. I also am not doing. أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى. Allah says, why don't you see those people who are worshipping themselves? They have made their desires their ilah. What does it mean to make your desire your ilah? That I will do what I want to do. I will do what I want to do. That Muazzin is saying, حَيَا عَلَى الصَّلَاةِ حَيَا عَلَى الْفَلَاةِ. Come to salah. Come to success. What the nafs says, no, you are lying. You are stopping me from my business. You are stopping me from my customers. You are stopping me from my wealth. You are stopping me from my worldly advancement. You are a liar, my nafs is the truth. This sword of la ilaha illallah has to strike everything down, even myself. My own logic, my own thinking, my own understanding. Riba is not doing. The banks of this world are not doing. The wealth of this world is not doing. My shop is not doing. My jobs are not doing. My degrees are not doing. Only my Allah is doing. وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوَعَدُونَ. Allah says your risk is coming from the heavens. It is not your shop. It is not your job. Give 2 hours. Give 10 hours. Give 24 hours. كَتَبَ اللَّهُ مَقَادِيرَ الْخَلَائِقِ قَبْلَ يَخْلُقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ بِخَمْسِينَ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ. 50,000 years before the creation of the heavens and the earth, Allah has already decreed what you will earn, when you will earn, how you will earn, to what extent you will earn. Give 2 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours, or 24 hours. Allah's qasam, you will not get 1 cent more than that which Allah has decreed. This reality of iman has to enter into the depths of the heart, where every ghair of Allah is broken down. Every Nabi of Allah, this was his primary maqsad. Fa'alam, أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. Know and understand that it is only Allah. Every Nabi gave da'wah to this. قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي دَعَوْتُ قَوْمِي لَيْلًا وَنَهَارًا فَلَمْ يَزِدْهُمْ دُعَائِي إِلَّا فِرَارًا وَإِنِّي كُلَّمَا دَعَوْتُهُمْ لِتَغْفِرَ لَهُمْ جَعَلُوا أَصَابِعَهُمْ فِي آذَانِهِمْ وَاسْتَغْشَوْا ثِيَابَهُمْ وَأَصَرُّوا وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا اسْتِكْبَارًا ثُمَّ إِنِّي دَعَوْتُهُمْ جِهَارًا ثُمَّ إِنِّي أعلنت لهم وأسررت لهم إسرارا فقلت استغفروا ربكم إنه كان غفارا يرسل السماء عليكم مدرارا ويمددكم بأموال وبنين ويجعل لكم جنات ويجعل لكم أنهارا ما لكم لا ترجون لله وقارا وقد خلقكم أطوارا. He said, "Oh my Allah, I called to my people. I gave da'wah to my people. Not 3 days, not 40 days, not 4 months. Layla wa nahara, day and night, day and night. Walaqad arsalna Nuhan ila qawmihi, falabitha feehim alfa sanatin illa khamseena aama. 950 years this Nabi of Allah gave da'wah day and night. They covered up their ears, they turned their backs on him. They refused to listen to him, yet he went person to person, person to person, person to person, giving da'wah to the greatness of Allah, to the oneness of Allah, to the qudrat of Allah, to the power of Allah. 6,666 verses approximately in the Quran. 2/3 of the Quran is da'wah. In the whole Quran, you will not find any mention of the Salah of Nuh alayhi salam, or the Zakat of Ibrahim alayhi salam, or the fasting of Musa alayhi salam. Nabi upon Nabi, the da'wah of that Nabi, until this chain of nubuwat culminated with the coming of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna arsalnaka shahidaw wa mubashiraw wa nadhira wa da'iyan ila Allahi bi idhnihi wa sirajan munira. We have sent you as a witness, as a giver of glad tidings, as a warner, wa da'iyan ila Allah, as an inviter to Allah, as a caller to Allah. The day of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was da'wat. The night of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was da'wat. The greatest sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was da'wat. The maqsad of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was da'wat. قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي. Tell them. Allah is ordering. Tell them. هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي. Look at what Mufassirin say. هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي. هَذِهِ طَرِيقُ حَيَاتِي. هَذِهِ مَقْصَدُ حَيَاتِي. This is my maqsad. This is my road. This is my way. What? أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. I give da'wah to Allah. I invite to Allah. Not the Tabligh Jamaat. Not an organization. Not a group. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is ordered by Allah that tell every mu'min, every reciter of kalima, everyone who brings iman on you, that my way of life, my maqsad, my road, my mission is da'wah. أدعو إلى الله على بصيرة. حضرت مولانا يوسف صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ وسلم سے ہم اس لئے نہیں کہتے ہیں کہ اللہ کے برائی بیان کرو کیونکہ یہ ایک سکیم ہے جس کے ذریعے سے لوگوں کو چلے اور تین چلے کے لئے تیار کریں گے. ہم اس لئے کہتے ہیں کہ اللہ کی برائی بیان کرو کیونکہ یہ اللہ کا حق ہے کہ اس کی طرح نہ کیا جائے. We are not saying to you that speak of the greatness of Allah and invite to the greatness of Allah and the kibriyai of Allah and the sifat of Allah and the attributes of Allah and the mercy of Allah and the kindness of Allah, because this is some scheme by which you are going to prepare people to go for chilla and three chillas. We are saying to you, speak of the greatness of Allah, because it is the right of Allah. It is the right of Allah that His praises should be sung. To speak of the makhluk is a sickness. To speak of the Khaliq is its ilaj and cure. When this ummat turned its back on Dawud, when this ummah forgot its maqsad and mission, then every other tenet of deen was affected. The salah no longer remains salah. The zakat no longer remains zakat. The hajj no longer remains hajj. Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, what has happened? Quran is being read in salah. Kalam of Allah is being read in salah. Innamal mu'minun. Innamal mu'minun. Idha dhukir Allah. Wajilat qulubuhum. Who are the believers? When Allah's name is taken, then their hearts tremor. Wa idha tuliyat alayhim ayatuh. And when the Quran of Allah is read, when Allah's kalam is read, Ramadan Sharif is coming. That masjid where the hafaz are ya'lamun ta'lamun. There the crowd is very big, that too for the first two or three rozas. Then we'll see you, salamu alaikum, 27 night. Ya'lamun ta'lamun means that no idea what was read in between. Just catch the end of each verse. Ya'lamun and ta'lamun. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, what is the matter? Quran is being read. وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ. When the Quran of Allah is read, زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. A mu'min is one whose iman increases. When effort of iman was made on sahaba, their hearts aspired to Allah. The light of the ishq of Allah was burning in those hearts. Allah had become the qibla and the rukh and the direction of their hearts. They came and asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam various questions. Sahaba put to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Quran mentions these questions, but the mode of expression, yas'alunak, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they, your companions, are asking you, anil shahril harami qitalin fi, anil ahilla, anil khamri wal maysir, whatever it was. They asked about liquor, about gambling, about the moon, about fighting in the sacred months, various questions. Quran mentioned these questions. Yas'alunak, qul, tell them this is the answer. Once they came with this question, أَقَرِيبٌ رَبُّنَا فَنُنَاجِي أَمْ بَعِيدٌ فَنُنَادِي. O Nabi of Allah, tell us, is our Allah nearby so that we can whisper to Him? Or is our Allah very far away? Majma'u al-Zawaid riwayat. The riwayat by way of its sanad is very daif, but on the authority of Tabrani and the author of Majma'u al-Zawaid, we are mentioning it. One sahabi comes and asks Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to show how much of shock, when that effort of iman had been made on the hearts and the hearts had been lit up with the love of Allah, how much of shock they had for Allah. Hal ihtajab Allah Azza wa Jal an khalqihi bi shay'in ghayri samawati wal ard. Tell us, O Nabi of Allah, first heaven, second heaven, third heaven, such a vast space. It is said just samaw dunya, the first heaven beneath that. That space is so vast that if a person travels at the speed of light, 186,282 miles per second, it will take him 60 billion years just to finish this space. One star, they took a photograph of it recently. The light from that star was traveling at the speed of light, 186,282 miles per second. It didn't start traveling one day or one week or one year ago. It started traveling 14 billion years ago and it reached the earth now. All this is sama'ud dunya, the first heaven. Between each heaven, is a distance of 500 years, not our years. وَإِنَّ يَوْمًا عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ كَأَلْفِ سَنَةٍ مِمَّا تَعُدُّونَ. One day by your Rabb is 1,000 years of this life. Seven heavens, then the sea, then the hamilin arsh, then the arsh of Allah. No time to go into the details. So he asks, beyond Allah's arsh, beyond Allah's arsh, is there any other hijab between us and Allah? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Naam, yes. Bainahu wa bain al malaikati alladhina hawla al arsh. 70 hijaban min nur, wa 70 hijaban min nar, wa 70 hijaban min rafarif al-sundus, wa 70 hijaban min rafarif al-istabraq, wa 70 hijaban min durrin abyad, wa 70 hijaban min durrin akhdar, wa 70 hijaban min durrin asfar, wa 70 hijaban min durrin ahmar, wa 70 hijaban min diya'in istada'aha min dhaw'in nur wal nar, wa 70 hijaban min ma', wa 70 hijaban min thalj, wa 70 hijaban min غمام وسبعون حجابا من عظمة الله التي لا توصف. Yes, beyond the arsh is 70 veils of light, 70 veils of darkness, 70 veils of coarse silk, 70 veils of fine silk, 70 veils of red pearl, 70 veils of yellow pearl, 70 veils of green pearl, 70 veils of white pearl, 70 veils of a mixture between fire and light, 70 veils of hail, 70 veils of darkness, 70 veils of ice, 70 veils of cloud, 70 veils of Allah's azmat which can never ever be described. Is our Allah nearby or is he very far away? Can we whisper to him or do we have to shout out to him? Here Allah doesn't say, Yas'alunak. Oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are asking you, kul, tell them. The whole mode of expression changes. The tartib, manner in which Allah answers changes. Allah give us the understanding. Allah doesn't say, Yas'alunak wa idha sa'alaka ibadi anni fa inni qareeb. Not they are asking you. My slaves are asking you about me. My slaves, mine, are asking you about me. And then Allah doesn't say, kul, tell them. Allah replies himself, fa inni qareeb. I am very close to them. I am very near to them. Other commands of Allah, Jibreel was sent to this earth. For this command of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was called up to the heavens. To be given salah, that medium, that bridge, that each ummati till qiyamah, when he will stand on the musalla and say, Allahu Akbar, qasamtu salata baini wa baina abadi. Every veil, every boundary, every obstacle, every hijab, every distance between him and Allah is removed. Allah is directly attentive to him. One riwayat, وَإِنَّ السَّاجِدَ لَيَسْجُدُ فِي قَدَمَيِّ الرَّحْمَنِ. When a person is in sajda, he is making sajda on the feet of Rahman. أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ وَهُوَ سَاجِدُ. You cannot go closer to Allah than you are when you are in sajda. He says, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Allah replies, Hamidani Abdi. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Allah replies, Athna Alayya Abdi. Maliki Yawmiddin. Allah replies, Majjadani Abdi. Each expression, Allah is replying. Jannat has been opened up. The hoors of Jannat are lined up. The winds of Allah's mercy are flowing. The slave has been transported into the court of Allah. Ibn al-Qayyim, rahmatullah, used to say, "Lil abdi bayna yaday Allahi mawqifan." For the slave of Allah, there are two opportunities when he will stand in the court of Allah. Mawqifun bayna yadayhi fi salah. The first opportunity when he says Allahu Akbar in salah, he is in front of Allah. وَمَوْقِفٌ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ يَوْمَ لِقَائِهِ. And the second opportunity is when he will stand in front of Allah on the day of judgment. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ. اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن عذاب الله شديد يود المجرم لو يفتدي من عذاب يومئذ ببنيه وصاحبته وأخيه وفصيلته التي تؤويه ومن في الأرض جميعا ثم ينجيه. That day you will say, Ya Allah, take my wife, take my children, take the wealth of this world, take the whole of insaniyat, throw everyone in Jahannam, but save me. He says, that is the second standing. فَمَنْ قَامَ بِحَقِّ الْمَوْقِفِ الْأَوَّلِ If he will fulfill the right of the first standing, هُوِنَ عَلَيْهِ الْمَوْقِفِ الْآخَرِ The second standing will be made easy for him. وَمَنْ اِسْتَهَانَ بِهَذَا الْمَوْقِفِ وَلَمْ يُوَفِّ حَقَّهُ But if he will treat this standing lightly, and he will not fulfill its right, شُدِّدَ عَلَيْهِ ذَلِقَ الْمَوْقِفِ That standing will be made very difficult for him. Hassan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, إِذَا قُمْتَ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَانِتًا فَقُمْ كَمَا أَمَرَكَ اللَّهِ وَإِيَّاكَ وَالسَّهْوِ وَالْإِلْتِفَاتِ That when you stand in salah, stand as Allah has ordered you. Be conscious of where you are standing, in whose court you are standing. So merciful, so merciful. مَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ يَتَوَضَّعْ فَيُحْسِنُ الْوُضُوعُ فَيُصَلِّ رَكْعَتَيْنِ يُقْبِلُ بِقَلْبِهِ وَوَجِهِ عَلَيْهِمَا إِلَّا وَجَبَتْ لَهُ الْجَنَّةِ جناب رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said My ummati makes wudu, reads two rakat salah in which from Allahu Akbar till salam his heart and his mind is only towards Allah. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says the seven heavens and the seven earths can come to an end. He did not speak one word of lie. He says wajabat lahul jannah. Jannat is wajib for him. Hassan Basri says beware of being negligent when you are standing in Allah's court in salah. إِيَّاكَ يَنْظُرَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ وَتَنْظُرَ إِلَىٰ غَيْرِهِ Beware, Allah is looking at you and you are looking elsewhere. وَتَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ الْجَنَّةِ وَتَعَوَّذُونَ بِهِ مِنَ النَّارِ وَقَلْبُكَ سَاهِنْ لَا تَدْرِي مَا تَقُولُ بِلِسَانِكَ With your tongue you are asking Allah for His Jannat. With your tongue you are seeking protection from Allah's Jahannam. But your heart is with the wife. And your heart is with the shop. And your heart is with the job. And your heart is with the business. And your heart is with things that you love besides Allah. Your heart is not even aware of what you are saying. إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهِ وَهُوَ خَادِعُهُمْ وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى يُرَاؤُونَ النَّاسِ وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا He says, Allahu Akbar, every veil is removed. Allah is directly attentive to him. Alhamdulillahi, Rabbil Alameen. Allah is replying to him. He goes into ruku' Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Glory be to my Allah, who is the highest. Allahu liman hamida. Allah has heard the one who praised him. Rabbana lakal hamd. O my Allah, for you is all praise. He goes into sajda, puts his head on the ground before Allah. Greater submission, greater humility, for this human being is impossible. On his tongue, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Glory be to my Allah, who is the highest. And not for one second is even the thought of Allah in his heart. His heart is empty of Allah. His heart is gone far away from Allah. هَكَذَا أُخْرِجَتْ عَظَمَةُ اللَّهِ مِنْ قُلُوبِ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ When effort of iman will not take place, when effort to establish the azmat of Allah, the greatness of Allah, the kibriyai of Allah, when the effort to break down the idols of the ghair of Allah, the effort to break down every other allegiance besides Allah, where morning till night, this tongue and this heart and this mind and this body invites only to Allah, defies everything else besides Allah, when that effort will not take place. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that like this, the azmat of Allah was taken out of the hearts of Bani Israel. Hazrat Maulana Ilyas Sahab rahmatullah alayhi said, the first bid'at that came into the ummat was the taking of the name of Allah without realizing who is Allah. Shahidat abdanuhum wa ghabat qulubuhum. Their bodies are present, their hearts are absent. وَلَا يَقْبَلُ اللَّهُ مِنْ عَبَدٍ عَمَلًا حَتَّى يَشْهَدَ بِقَلْبِهِ مَعَ بَدَنِهِ أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah will never accept any amal from his slave unless his heart is present with his body. 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years of my life has passed. If my shop doesn't meet the required targets for profit, it worries me. If my dunya is not increasing, it worries me. If my house is not better than my neighbors, it worries me. If I am not driving the car that I expected to drive, it worries me. But 40 years of my life has passed. My hair has turned white. And still in my naseeb, there wasn't one sajda which I made with the love of Allah. Still in my naseeb, there wasn't 2 rakat salah, which from Allahu Akbar till salam, only my Allah was in front of me. And the greatest tragedy and the greatest travesty facing this ummah today is that the salah I made 10 years ago and the salah I'm making today is the same, and the concern and the worry for it is not even there. The perception for the loss is not even there. We have cut ourselves off from Allah and we haven't realized what we lost even. Where are our youth? Where are our women folk? Where are the mothers of this ummah?